Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 9:30. This is Total Information AM, and it's that time of week when we check in with KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, Lou Chaffetz School of Business professor. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
So you are looking at third quarter results. What are you seeing? Let's start with Pfizer.
Okay. Well, Pfizer's results are looking up. They did 12% better than expected for the quarter, with their sales and profits just going up. And actually, a year ago, sort of in the COVID letdown, they were running behind. So they're actually doing a whole lot better than a year ago. But amazingly, their stock price dropped a bit with the announcement of these great results. Why is that? A company called Starboard Value is one of those private equity firms that's taken a stake in Pfizer, over $1 billion now. And they were buying it, and as we've seen with these activist investors, they're going to want something. And it turned out that this was the week they finally said what it was they wanted. They felt Pfizer wasn't being aggressive enough in pursuing profits and leveraging their profits from the COVID era. So they've actually met with the president of Pfizer right now. He said they have some good ideas, and they're going to start negotiating. So the thing is that they've got great COVID vaccines, and we've got another season of COVID coming up. We all know about Paxlovid. Many of us have taken it. Both of those are going to keep Pfizer's financials strong for the future. It'll look pretty good. That battle with Starboard will flare up behind closed doors, but every once in a while they'll toss a nugget for the media and for the stockholders. So more to hear about that in the future.
McDonald's releasing its third quarter results. I'm wondering if that will be quite different for the fourth quarter.
Oh, you have got that so right. The third quarter was really good for them, higher profits and sales than a year ago. There's another measure that they use a lot in retailing. It's same-store sales, which gives you more of a sense of the traffic. And it turned out that was down globally, although here in the U.S., same-store sales were up from a year ago and from the prior quarters. For McDonald's, what that was, the U.S. sales, was because of those $5 value meals that they have been advertising, and it's really been pulling in people. So that's what was helping there. But, of course, you're right. We've all heard about McDonald's and the E. coli outbreak. Now, it turns out that there are about 15,000 McDonald's here in the U.S., and the outbreak was limited to 3,000, mostly on the west in the U.S. West. So we haven't had any impacts about that here. But they think they have that under control. McDonald's CEO yesterday said it's behind us now. And the thing is, I think the general public is waiting for the FDA, who's investigating the E. coli outbreak, to give McDonald's a clean bill of health rather than McDonald's highest paid employee. So there will be more on that. But it is likely it's going to hit McDonald's earnings for the fourth quarter, because it's hit McDonald's sales dramatically for the past couple of weeks.
That's KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Have a great week.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.